Okay, the Senate Education Committee will convene, and we're going to start as a subcommittee. And we have one bill to hear. It's AB 526. Assemblymember Holden is not in attendance, but his staff, Ellie Oxworth, will present the bill. Welcome.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members. Thank you for allowing me to present AB 526 today. On behalf of Mr. Holden, I assure you that I would not be here before you if this measure was not absolutely necessary and did not need to become law immediately. AB 288, which Mr. Holden authored last year, authorized the community colleges to enter into a college and career pathways, access pathways, partnership with local school districts to offer seamless pathways from high school to the community college. Prior to AB 288, no more than 5% of students in a given grade level at a high school could participate in a community college summer session as part of a dual enrollment program. This is often referred to as the 5% cap. AB 288 established a separate cap on the number of students who could participate in CCAPs because of the structure of the programs. Students participate as part of a cohort. Therefore, a group of students take the same classes at the same time. That cap is the 10% is 10% of the total number of full-time equivalent students claimed statewide. This spring, confusion arose with the Chancellor's Office of the California Community Colleges when they said that despite AB 288, the 5% cap still applied. In light of this, Mr. Holden sought an opinion from Legislative Council, who found that the 5% cap did not apply. In the meantime, students currently enrolled in CCAPs are unsure if they will be able to complete their programs. AB 526 simply clarifies that the 5% cap does not apply to students in CCAP programs. The bill also contains an urgency clause to ensure that students entering into the 2016-2017 school year will be able to enroll in a community college course that they need to successfully complete their programs and receive dual diplomas that they have been working really hard to earn. For many of these students, an interruption in their programs could be detrimental as it may deter them from pursuing their higher education or a career training pathway. I respectfully request your aye vote.
Thank you very much. We'll pause for a moment to take the roll.
Lou?
Here.
Lou here. Block?
Here.
Block here. Hancock? Huff?
Here.
Huff here. Leyva? Mendoza? Monning? Pan?
Here.
Pan here. Vidat?
Here.
By that care. That's fine.
Okay. All right. In support of the bill.
Madam Chair, members, George Miller on behalf of the wonderful corporation, which a few years back started the wonderful Academy Career Prep Program in the Valley. Right now we're partnering with seven high schools throughout the Valley and community colleges in which students, incoming students between the eighth grade summer and their freshman year, begin taking, it's a very aggressive program, begin taking community college courses each summer so that when they graduate from high school, they not only graduate with a high school diploma, but they've also graduated with an AA. Thus far, we've seen 80% of our students graduate with an AA, 50% of which have gone on to four-year colleges starting as juniors. And so those that decide to leave and graduate and go into the ag field, we've aligned the program with the various more technical aspects of agriculture, whether it's plant science, ag mechanics, engineering, so that the students graduate and start at anywhere from $35,000 to $50,000, many of which we're employing, but many of which other agricultural producers and processors throughout the valley are also. I also would like to point out that every one of the high schools is a majority free or reduced lunch, some of the high schools are 100%. And this past summer, we ran into a heads into the 5% issue, and we were trying to do something quickly in the budget. We were unable to. We covered the cost for the students to go to the community colleges this past summer because, if we had not done that, there's a percentage of students who would not have been able to fulfill all the requirements to graduate on time with an AA and a high school diploma.
Okay. In support?
So, LeAngela Reed, on behalf of the wonderful agricultural career prep program, and just wanted to add that because of the sort of dueling opinions between the Chancellor's Office and Legislative Council, it put students in limbo. And these are students who are not were not already college bound, and so that kind of a setback for them may deter them from ever pursuing higher education. And so we just want to fix this now, get it clean so they're ready for this school year and can really are ensured the education that they deserve and the promise that we've given them. Thanks.
Thank you. Any others in support of the bill?
Ryan McElhaney with the Community College League of California. We're in support. We believe that this bill will remove artificial barriers to concurrent enrollment and increase or decrease time to completion. So we're in support.
Thank you very much. Opposition? Is there any opposition? The committee didn't receive anything in writing. Are there questions from members? The bill has been moved. I do know that there's some technical things in the bill that probably needs to be cleaned up, but we'll worry about that next year. But in essence, you're trying to satisfy a particular problem immediately. So I'm in support of the bill. So let's call the roll.
The motion is due pass to appropriations. Liu?
Aye.
Liu, aye. Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Hancock? Huff?
Aye.
Huff, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mendoza? Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. That's seven.
Seven, sufficient for passage. Good luck. Bill is out.
Thank you.
Thank you, members. We'll be meeting again. Be determined. Okay. Meeting adjourned.